Or the AT&T.
And citizen comments, if any. Reports from the committee, I have none. Anybody? All right, approval of the minutes for July 12th.
So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. The next item is what we are here for this evening, the resolution regarding the lease and the materials you have. And Ray, did you want to start that off with Kim?
Yeah,
what is your pleasure?
Maybe a bit of an overview. Probably only about 6 weeks ago now that Kim had contacted, she happens to live in the neighborhood where the old Corporation Council building, the Yule House, is located. And she wasn't sure who owned it. And doing a little investigation, she found out it was a county building. She contacted us, me and Ron Henning. We took her, Tom, and another member of the board, their board, through the facility just to see if we can make sense to consider the property for what it is they want to do. And I think there's been enough articles in the paper probably over the last few months about holding wings and what it is they'd like to do. They'll give you a lot more detail about that in a little bit. Well, anyway, they went through the building just to see if it was going to fit for what it is they want to do, which is building a small, special school. And after looking through the building, it looked like it was something that really worked well for them. So we had rushed trying to get the draft lease together. We're going to have burning to put something together because they're really shooting for a September opening. This fall, we want to get the school open. So we went to the Public Works Committee 2 weeks ago now and went through this. And the basic concept was to set up a lease that would be a one-year lease. And a pretty traditional, nothing really exotic in it, but basically give them a year to kind of get their feet on the ground and then determine if it made sense to consider something more permanent. If everybody on the Public Works Committee was in the mindset that really the long-term desire is to sell the building, to divest it as a county property, and that was emphasized at the Public Works Committee. But we didn't feel we had enough information. We weren't actively marketing the building. We were still working with the History Center, actually, to kind of coordinate the game plan for emptying it out. So this kind of fell in our lap. We thought it was a good idea. We thought that it would give us a little added revenue to cover some of the maintenance for maintaining the building until we kind of figure out a long-term game plan and how we're going to sell it. Well, we had this all in place, and the committee didn't unanimously approve it. There was one supervisor that dissented, but it was approved, and it was said we're going to come here next. And then this week, earlier in the week, again, I think because of all the positive press that their school has received, a church locally that contacted them and said, you know what, we got extra space, and we'd be willing to offer it to you guys for free. So literally in the last couple of days, I know that the chairman had talked with Kim as well, and this had just bubbled up in the last 24, 36 hours. We felt it was still advantageous to have the meeting tonight and at least get you guys up to speed with what it is the program is that they are bringing to the table. It doesn't appear there's going to be a need to work on the resolution tonight because their board met last night and approved working with the church to get the school open there at no cost, so they can kind of get their feet on the ground and up and running. But that said, their long-term interest is still in that property. The initial conversations I've had with them is that they don't anticipate the church being a long-term. It doesn't fit as nicely as what this building offers in terms of what they want to do programming-wise. So they wanted to at least keep the door open, initiate a conversation so that you can at least be brought up to speed on what it is they want to do. That kind of puts everything that's developed in the last few hours as to where things are at. So we thought we had a bird in the hand for now, but the bird flew away. But I think that the bigger bird is still in the bush that we may be able to get him up on the road. It was a hunting knife for them. Is it Mark?
I was with you only because I know you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I would turn it over to Kim and Tom to give a little bit more insight into what it is they hope to accomplish.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank Greg for all the time and effort he's put into fleshing out these ideas that have been coming together for our school opening in September. And well said. I mean, you you articulated things very clearly, very accurately.
Except for the hunting.
Except for, yeah, I wouldn't try to But I thought it was actually paralleling the open wings concept.
Ah, so, there you go, bird.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how I took it. Anyway, so our school's opening in September. We are a special school because we are a school for very small classes to nurture typically developing children along with children that have some special needs, perhaps children on the autism spectrum. That seems to be the largest group that we have, kids with special needs. And we're going to be heavy in the arts and hands-on education and connected to the community, and hopefully you'll see more publicity about us as we're out and about getting these kids connected to people where they live. And we're really excited about it. I called Ray and Terry right after this came available this week, and actually it was just confirmed this morning. So things have come together quickly for us to utilize a donated space. So we're grateful for that option, and we really hope that it will allow us to save some money this year. And the Yule House is an ideal setting for us, so we want to keep that conversation alive.
From our board's perspective, our biggest concern was to be able to make a decision about opening or not. And in order to open this year, we had to be able to make the commitment that we would be able to service the families that would make this decision. Some are moving into the area, specifically for the school. So our biggest concern was that we'd be able to serve the kids and the families without disruption in service. And to be honest, we're just short on money. We truly believe that once we're up and running, we're going to be able to get grants that we're not able to get right now. And it is helpful. Kim has, from background, she has been going to how many farmers markets that we've gone to? Those of you who know Kim, she's quite a go-getter, and she's made so many contacts and has been heartened so much by the citizens of the fellowship who have embrace the idea. We have as many people who live here who have volunteered to help than we have kids. So it, the outpouring of support and real understanding about what we're trying to do was magnificent. So we really believe that once we can open, that we can find financial support that would make that building a real place for us. And we love the location. We love the connection with the historical society that we would like to pursue. So we're disappointed, but trying to be as practical as we can.
All right, well, thank you. And does the committee have any questions or discussion? Thank you for coming. Yes, Mark?
Well, I did have some questions, but I guess I'm not certain how appropriate they are.
That's what I'm suggesting, yeah. I mean, literally based on the stuff that's transpired in the last, say, 24 to 36 hours, I don't think we need to act on the resolution.
Maybe I'll do this. Let me just put some ideas out there so that if there's a dialogue that continues for some cooperative effort in the future with that building. Ray, I think you mentioned this is a pretty basic lease, no frills or whatever adjective you used, and I couldn't agree with you more. So from my standpoint, that makes me a little bit nervous if this were a lease we were going to enter into for any length of time, even to some extent for the year. But certainly, I believe you need to look a little further into the use of that property. I'm not sure that we could get you in there quickly anyhow, because I think this may be a change of use in the city.
No, we did check that out.
Who answered that for
you? I talked to Mike Higgins as well as Jeff LeBron.
Okay, Jeff LeBron. Mike Higgins.
I asked him for trying to get some information on rental stuff, rental rates.
And then, more importantly, I'd like any lease that we do, whether it be with this current entity or any other entity going forward or in the interim or short-term, long-term, whatever the case might be, I think we have to address our long-term intent for that property. So I would have suggested, or if you bring the lease forward, that's going to be a short-term lease in this case, I will certainly expect that there's going to be a, and this may be something that the facilities committee wants to take up, because I think you have to have a solid understanding of where you're headed, where we're headed with this property. If, in fact, you intended to sell it, but we're going to lease it, and certainly the tenant you're leasing it to needs to have, I would think, right of first refusal. If they choose not to, we still need to have language in here that talks to what our abilities are to sell out from under that tenant, so to speak, and what that's going to be. Because, again, once it goes from county to a private owner, there's the whole issue of tax being paid, et cetera, which are addressed to some extent, but nonprofit, it's a non-issue. So any lease that comes back with any entity, I think, from my standpoint, to be comfortable, I'm going to need to see an understanding in writing how we address the potential disposition of that property.
Okay.
It's not in here, and so it should have been. I expect that the tenant's going to want to at least have the right of first refusal as an option. You can always say no to it. And then the other issue that I would have brought up this evening, and I think is pertinent going forward with anyone else you may talk to, is if we're going to be in the lease business in this property for any length of time, a school in particular, and I will say I applaud your mission. I'm an architect, but I'm not here during the day, and we were involved in the Child's Place Center that was constructed. And I'm not, forget the architecture, but I'm talking specifically about their mission, which is integration of children with special needs, et cetera. So I believe in it, I support it, and I wish you nothing but the best. At the same time, a school of any makeup is intensive in terms of its wear and tear on the building. And I would suspect on a historic building, potentially more so. So we have to keep in mind who the tenant is that's going into this building. Again, tying it into what our long-term goal is. If it's going to be that we're going to hang out of this building for a length of time, then clearly you have to have something in place for upkeep. Are we at an appropriate rate, market rate or otherwise, that's going to allow us to maintain the building, to make the necessary repairs? Is there adequate deposit, security deposit, et cetera? I trust there is, with the press this has gotten, there'll be potential for other leasers, lessees, to come forward. Could be in an entirely different market, but now that this has some dialogue, I guess I would question how many people in the public really know that building is available now. If you're not entirely paying attention, you don't know that it is. Well, thanks to this fine group, there's a little bit of press to that. So we may be back into a situation where we're contemplating another lease of some kind for that building. And we know there's some work to be done to it, but we've deferred and put off. It all comes down to budgets. And I'd hate to put a use into the facility that is only going to make that situation worse, and we're not reaping enough income off of it to maintain what we have or maintain what additionally we may need to maintain because we've got a tenant. So I respect the fact that we're not moving forward today. Those are some thoughts for any other lease that might come forward, or of course, assuming that we're back at some point talking about future leases or whatever. I'd love to sell it. That's where I think we need to be headed. If we need to do a rent-to-own option, I'm open to that. But ultimately, we need to get that property out of the county's
hands. And just to echo, I have not heard anybody in the administration or on the board that said anything other than what you just said as far as that the desires. So.
The rest of my comments are moved at this point, so I won't tell. That's all I have.
Frederick?
Where exactly were we before this proposal came forward as far as that building was concerned? I mean,
we were working with the History Center. I looked at John because I know that he's familiar with the folks over at the History Center. But basically, we were working with them to empty the building of as much in an orderly fashion of their historical artifacts, of which there's still a significant number. And there's actually still some district attorney files up there and some corporation council files that we're working on getting the building emptied out. That's basically it. The goal was to try to get that thing emptied out, if possible, this year, and then be in a position to put a rental plan to the board of let's market this thing. So this just kind of came in the midst of that. And we said, well, you know, there's a gift that's come to. Let's at least try to run with it. We tried to run it, didn't quite work out, but so we'll continue to now work through emptying that building out and get it to a point where it's ready for sale.
Try to sell it, I think that would be the goal.
That's the goal, is to empty it out so we can get it ready for sale. Yeah, absolutely.
Further comments or questions, John?
Along with what Mark is saying too, is when you're looking at whatever money we generate going in there, if it's a rental for a period of time, it would be better to have it rented out. They were only going to use the first floor, basically, not the basement, not the upstairs, not the third floor. So that was going to work out really well. And it was the other stuff would be locked off, right, unaccessible to anybody. But the money that's generated, because I know that building since 96 at least, and to say the least, the county has pretty much, being their own landlord, has neglected it to a great degree, from windows to air conditioning to roofs, whatever. It's always been band-aided. So if we generate any cash there, for try to keep it there, I would hope that the Public Works Committee would look at that,
the same
for us, and say, you know,
point was brought up at the Public Works Committee. I can't remember who it was, Supervisor Noble, I think, that brought that up. He said the same exact thing. Yeah. He earmarked that money for that.
Because, you know, the gutters don't work properly. It causes a foundation problem. Everything manifests itself into larger problems down the road. The windows, the exterior, we need painting, we need a replacement or something. But, and that's all going to affect whatever the value of the property is when we sell it. I mean, whoever buys it, however they buy it, if they take any kind of loan off, they're going to look at some kind of appraisal and say, you know, you could have this done, that done. No bank in their right mind is going to loan out a lot of money on that unless it's in some kind of good condition, exterior-wise and interior both. So just I would like to see that money stay in that area and maybe even have to earmark probably more. I know this coming year we're talking about $1 million for this building, just on the exterior. Start looking at that. So that building has been let go for a long time too. Thank you.
All right, further discussion? Seeing none, I think our options, we can either just adjourn and take no action, or we can resume the file. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. We are adjourned, and thank you for coming.
Thank you. Right.
You kept abreast of what's going on with the moving stuff out of there.
Thank you.
How she's been.
Yeah, I also.